This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 MW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
The lifter of my joy. we thank you now for this preaching privilege. Father, we pray that you will speak a word into our hearts, a word that will remind us that you're God and God all by yourself. We thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now, if you're in the house, would you please stand with us? Turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32, and we will commence reading at the 24th verse through verse 28. Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 28. There you will find these words: "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.'" Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. One of the worst things that has happened, thank you, ushers, to the modern day church is that we have allowed the infiltration of the capitalistic consciousness of this country to creep inside our churches. And now our walk is measured, our faith is measured, even our holiness is measured and determined by tangible things. It's all about what you have and how much you have. And things are now the barometer of who you are and how much faith you have. Now, if you don't understand me, please don't misunderstand me. I am an advocate for successful living. I do believe that God wants to bless his people. As a matter of fact, if you have the money and you can afford it, do your thing. But something is wrong when you have gained, when what you have gained becomes the definition of who you are. As a result of this capitalistic consciousness in the kingdom, we think being blessed is determined by how much you have. We think that being blessed is based upon where you live, what kind of house you live in, how much money you have in your bank account, what type car you drive. But I've come by to suggest to you this morning that you can live a blessed life that has nothing to do with any of those things. When you learn that, my brothers and sisters, you will also learn how to fight for your blessing. I've learned in my life that there are two things that things cannot do. Number one, things cannot make me. Y'all know some people think that if they just wear name brand stuff, Polo and St. John and Armani and Versace and Yves Saint Laurent, they think that somehow that sets them apart and above everybody else. But tell your neighbor, you've got it twisted. Because in verse 28, God says to Jacob, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." So in a real sense, God says to Jacob and to us, name brand clothes don't make you. You make the clothes because you're a prince. Amen. My sister, you are a princess and you have power with God. Is there anybody here knows that if you've got power with God, you're blessed? Come on. Is there anybody here who understands that if you can get a word through to the master, that if you can touch the Lord's heart, that if the Lord has shown favor over your life, you ought to tell somebody, "I'm already blessed. Forget my clothes, forget my car, forget my house." Amen. If I can dial up God, if I can, The old folk used to say, I've got a telephone in my bosom, and if I can dial one for the Father and one for the Son and one for the Holy Ghost, and if I'm able to say that he may not come when I want him, but he's always right on time, I'm here to tell you I'm blessed. Don't look at what I have. Don't look at where I am. Don't look at none of that, because I have the ability to get God's attention. I'm already blessed. Amen. I love Polo by Ralph Lauren. As a matter of fact, this suit, well, these are just the pants, but these are Ralph Lauren pants. And the coat, I told y'all through this pandemic, I don't know what it is about the weather and stuff, but a lot of my clothes have shrunk. And I think it's just the humidity or something in the atmosphere. But I got on the Ralph Lauren pants. The Ralph Lauren coat is at home. And I told our ministers this morning that if that coat could talk when I was trying to put it on, that coat was saying to me, watch it now. So we left the coat at home. But amen, amen. I like the shirts, Ralph Lauren pants, and all that stuff. Amen. But I have come by to inform you that I make the clothes. They don't make me. Am I by myself up in here? Is there anybody else bad enough and bold enough, amen, and got enough God in you that you're able to say, clothes don't make me, baby. I make the clothes. You ought to give God praise. So number one, things don't make me. But secondly, things don't make me happy. Oh, my. Am I by myself? God can give you things, and they can be a blessing, but that's not the blessed life. And people who think that that's the blessed life are having a worse life because they go out of their way to accumulate stuff and end up going broke trying to impress people, amen, who they don't know and wouldn't like them if they knew them anyway. Can I tell you what it really means to have a blessed life? To be blessed means that you have the ability to enjoy what you have. Oh, I'm preaching better than y'all are saying amen. I said to really be blessed is to have the ability, watch this, to enjoy what you have. Because I know some folk in mansions who don't have joy. I know some folk who drive big cars, amen, who are not happy. I know some folk with all kind of stuff who don't have joy, but I'm so thankful today that I have the ability to enjoy what I have. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying this morning? You can have an $80 meal in front of you, but if you don't have an appetite, I don't care how much it costs, it don't mean nothing. You can have a $10,000 bed at your house, but if you don't have peace at night where you can fall asleep, that $10,000 bed don't mean nothing. Turn to somebody and tell them, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Oh, as a matter of fact, being blessed, amen, won't even let me complain. Because I'm too busy enjoying what I have to worry about what I don't have or what is not going my way. Amen. I thank God for peace and for joy. When I'm blessed, I can look at who I am and what I have and stand up and say that I'm absolutely, positively, wondrously blessed. As a matter of fact, every day that you get up, when you take your first breath, you ought to say, God, I thank you that I'm still breathing. Amen. You ought to be able to walk outside and look at the sun in the sky and say, thank you, God, that you turned on the light and the heat and you didn't send me a light bill. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm blessed. Look at them with all of your troubles, with all of your pain. Look at that neighbor with all of your heartaches and say, I'm still blessed. God has done too much for you to act like you don't enjoy what you have. Now, the opposite of blessed is cursed. So if blessed is being happy with what you have, cursed people are vexed people are not happy regardless of what they have. I know we all know some folk like that, don't we? Amen. Cursed people, no matter how much good they have around them, all they can find to talk about is what is bad. As a matter of fact, they get upset when you remind them of how blessed they are because they are accustomed to counting and analyzing tangible things. As a matter of fact, our culture is filled with entertainers and athletes that have millions of dollars, more cars than they can drive, more house than they can live in, more bank accounts than they can spend. They have an abundance of things that people would equate with success, but they have to stay high to feel good. Oh my, oh my, oh my. They gotta get drunk to feel happy. They have to sleep around to feel satisfied. Because even though they have all of those things, it doesn't mean they're blessed. But when you know that you're blessed, come on, help me somebody. You can hitch a ride. You can have to hitch a ride to get to wherever you're going. You can live in a shotgun house or an apartment. You can wear hand-me-down clothes. But when you wake up in the morning, you're thankful for what you have, and you can say, thank God, I'm blessed. Where are my blessed folk? Give him praise. Give him praise. In a real sense, America has it all wrong. We think that being blessed and being successful is having the right house and the right car, but I can take you to some countries. Amen. I've been to some countries, and some of you have too, where folk didn't even have electricity. They didn't have running water in their homes. Amen. But they were so full of joy. They know how to have a good time. Come on, y'all ever been to some of those places? I thank God I had the occasion to visit Korea. And there were parts of Korea where the people were poor, but they still had joy. Amen. They still had food to eat. Some of them, amen, couldn't afford to go to the grocery store, but they could go in their backyard and get a chicken. And some of y'all, amen, grew up in those kind of situations. They could go in the backyard and get some greens or get some cucumbers and make a meal and sit there and eat it with joy. And yet some of us and some of our children, amen, you can buy them fancy food from fancy restaurants and they still find something to complain about. You can buy them the best clothes. Some of you have been in line, amen, at midnight so you could buy your son or your daughter some name brand tennis shoes, and then when they get them, they won't even take care of them. Is there anybody here who knows that being blessed has nothing to do with stuff? Nothing to do with stuff. Amen. We think that being blessed and being successful is in having stuff. Oh, but I come by to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, that if America is not careful, in a real sense, we're already under a curse. But if we're not careful, we're going to be cursed worse than we are already. Because God has been good to these United States of America. God has been good to us. Do I have any witnesses here today? And yet, in the midst of all of the blessings that God has blessed us with, there are still some folk sitting back, mean mugging other folk because they are blessed. There are folk in this country who've got house and they've got land. They've got everything their hearts could desire, but they're mad, not amen, because God hasn't blessed them. They're mad because God is blessing black folk and God is blessing Mexicans and God is blessing people that have come in as immigrants. They got everything your heart could desire, but yet they're mad because God decides to bless some other folk. Oh my, but my brothers and sisters, we've got to get to a place where we don't complain so much. You see, being thankful is a key to having a blessed life. To be thankful for what you have is a key to walking in blessed condition. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't have some challenges. It just means that when I look around, and in spite of all the hell I've been through, I can say God has been good to me. Tell your neighbor, I won't complain. I will not live in the dark. I will not sit in church with my arms folded and my legs crossed, but I will be thankful for everything that God has done for me. Thankful for everything that he has made me. I am blessed,
And I've come to discover that people who want the blessed life will fight for their blessing. We're all somewhat familiar with this passage of scripture. When we get to verse 22, it says in verse 22 that Jacob sends his family away with all of his possessions. He's getting ready to meet up with his brother Esau in order to reconcile with him. And I don't want you to miss this. He's getting ready to confront his brother, the brother that he did wrong. And I want to suggest to you today that before you can make progress in God and really be blessed, God is going to make you face the people that you wounded. God says that before you can live the abundant life, I'm going to require that you face the people that you did wrong. You will never be elevated until you confront what you've done in your past and who you've done it to. And I know that I won't get a lot of amens here because we love to cry and holler about the times that we were victimized. We love to remind people about the times when we were the victim. We love to remind people of how they did us wrong, what they did to us, and how we didn't deserve it. But none of us want to be mature enough to admit when we've been the victimizer. Oh, I told you I wouldn't get a lot of amens through here. There have been some people that we have played. You know, we like to sing the song, "Everybody plays the fool sometimes." Amen. We like to talk about those times when we were the victim. But if you want to be blessed, if you want God to take you to the next level, you got to be mature enough to admit that, yes, there have been times, amen, that I've lied on other folk. There have been some people that we lied on. There have been some people that we've taken advantage of. And God says before he can take you to the next level, you've got to take responsibility for some of the hurts you caused. Some of you will never be blessed because you're not willing to admit you've been a victimizer. You're not willing to admit that you've done some people wrong. Some of you wonder why you're living life in a depressed condition when you've played an active part in keeping somebody else from being blessed. No wonder in my mind why you're struggling, why you're having hard times. As a matter of fact, that's why you can't get out of that little apartment. That is why you seem to always have a spirit of heaviness on you, because you refuse to confront the people that you have wounded. He has to face his brother before he can go to the next level. The Bible declares that when Jacob got alone by himself, this theophany, this manifestation of God comes and wrestles with Jacob. He doesn't come until Jacob has gotten rid of everybody. Can I tell you why? Because sometimes, amen, God can't deal with us the way he really wants to deal with us until the distractions are gone. Do I have any witnesses here? That's why it says that he had to wrestle, amen, and it wasn't until daybreak that God let him go, because, see, if God had let him go too soon, he might not have taken responsibility to deal with his brother. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, God keeps us in a holding pattern. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we think that God is being unfair to us, and we think he's keeping us in a situation far too long. But sometimes God is keeping us there because he knows that if he lets us go too soon, we won't confront what we need to confront. We won't apologize to some people that we've done wrong. And you know, it bothers me that sometimes in the church house, and I believe that's why God pressed the reset button and emptied out these church houses, because a lot of times we got comfortable coming up in the church house with hate in our hearts. We got comfortable coming up in the church house singing praises to God and singing loud hosannas to God, knowing that there are folk right in the building with us that we need to go to and say, "I'm sorry. knowing that right in the church with us, there are folk that we've lied on and folk that we've talked about. And some of you have said amen to the pastor, and you know you've been gossiping about the pastor, and you've been lying on the pastor and spread rumors on the pastor. And God pressed the reset button, said, I'm going to empty these buildings out. But my brothers and sisters, now that we've come back in the place, tell your neighbor, we need to get it right. We need to get it right. So they wrestled until daybreak. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I refuse to leave without a blessing. Oh, my, oh, my. After the wrestling match, after the wrestling match, the struggle left Brother Jacob with a limp. And is there anybody here today who can admit that you too have some limps? Come on, come on. You've got some bruises and you've got some scars, amen, because you told God, God, I'm not going to let you go until I get my blessing. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad to know that God is still in the blessing business. Is there anybody here who can say, yes, I'm limping, but thank God I survived? People see you limping, and because they see you limping after your fight, they judge your condition by your limp, but they don't know what you went through to get that limp. They were not there when God was teaching you something in your struggle. People look at you and they have no clue about the things that you've been through, about the things that you have fought through, about what God taught you to make you overcome. All they can see are the after effects, but don't you dare feel sorry for me. Don't you dare have pity on me, because this limp is just God's way of reminding me that he has his hand on my life. There are some who can say, I don't look like what I've been through, and praise God for that. But there are a few people who have to say, yes, I look like what I've been through. Is there anybody here who doesn't mind giving God praise? Because even though you don't look cute all the time, you can say, I'm thankful that what I look like is what I've been through. And I don't mind giving God praise, because even though I don't look as cute as you, I can thank God that I'm a survivor. Is there anybody here with your limp, with your scars, with your heartaches, with all the pain you've experienced? You're not worried about how you're looking. You're just thankful that on the other side, I can praise God for my blessing. I look bad, but I'm blessed. I got pain in my side, but I'm blessed. After all that I've been through, I've got to praise. I've got to praise. If you know that God has kept you, if you know that he never left you, you ought to tell him thank you. You ought to give him praise. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he give you joy in the place of sorrow? Won't he give you hope? Hope for tomorrow. Come on.